On today's Technobabble, live video production cameras.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with church video and graphic design. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So, we're in the middle of a series all about live video production, and last week I gave you an overview of different components that you would need. Now, let's talk about cameras in specific. Right now, you're watching this, if you're watching the video, through a DSLR, and they've become very popular amongst videographers. So you may be tempted to think, well, totally going to use a DSLR. Let me tell you why that may not be the best solution. First off, some DSLRs do not output full video while they're on. So my Canon T3i, for example, is a perfect example. Through the right hacked firmware, I can get rid of the on-screen display, but not everyone can do that. Through the right firmware, though, I can get rid of the on-screen display, but the video that is output is actually standard definition. So even though it records in 1080p, and that's what I try and share with people, it wouldn't be necessarily the best option for a live video camera. Likewise, the lens. While the lens seems to work fine for this situation where I'm just doing a static shot, if I tried to do any motion at all, the zoom is just, it's not designed for it. It's designed for still images. So it can be very rough. So that's another thing that's maybe not the best. Next, I really couldn't put remote controls for my tripod to control the lens the way that I can with a professional camera. So that makes it very difficult for me to zoom in all the way focused and zoom out the way that I normally would. Now, when I'm in my little studio, I can do that. But I do that before I start recording. So this camera, again, isn't as ideal. Now, there are other cameras that aren't as ideal either. This, here, let me pull this over, is a webcam. Now, I've got this mounted on a little spring arm. So it does some interesting things, but it really doesn't have much control over it. I've got some software that I can make it brighter or dimmer. That's true. I can set the exposure and leave it, but the zoom is a digital zoom, so I'm not getting actually the image isn't getting bigger. It's the case that what's happening is the pixels are getting bigger. So at 1080p downsampled to 720p, no big deal. But if I wanted full 1080p, I couldn't make that any bigger without making the pixels larger. So that's another kind of camera that's less than ideal for live production. From time to time, I also hear people say, oh, security camera. I'm totally going to use a security camera. Again, not great. Security cameras are meant to catch what's going on, but not necessarily to catch it in the most beautiful way, not necessarily to catch it in a way where you have control over everything, more just to record it. So that's less than ideal. They don't have a good zoom. Again, same problem as a DSLR or a webcam. So I really want to discourage you from thinking a security camera is your savior. Now, probably For a lot of churches, what you'll start off with is a camcorder. That's a good starting point. A camcorder has a motorized zoom lens in it. That's good. A camcorder has the ability to do some manual functions. Also good. But not all camcorders are made equal. So some camcorders, you can get a remote that goes on the handle of a tripod that'll handle the zoom. Some you can change focus, etc. Those are good. That's a good step in that direction. But you're going to run into problems. I have a Canon Vixia that in general isn't horrible, but there are just some controls that it doesn't have. Auto gain for audio, for example, is one of those. I actually was using it for a while in my shows, except for the fact that the very first syllable I would say would be really loud, and then it would come back down and everything else would be good, unless I stopped for too long, and sometimes I stopped to collect my thoughts, you might have noticed. And as a result, the audio just wasn't great. So while it might be an okay camera to start out with, ideally you would want something where you have more control over more features. So the ideal camera that you want is actually a larger camera, because larger cameras take more effort to move, so you can't accidentally shake it. A larger camera. Secondly, you're going to want control over everything. You're going to want control over zoom. You're going to want control over focus. You're going to want to be able to switch out the lens as needed. You're going to want to be able to control the gain, control the iris, and control the white balance of the camera. Ideally, that's what you would want. Unfortunately, when you get into more manual cameras, in addition to them being harder to use, they tend to be more expensive. So what you need to do is balance out your needs, the abilities of your people. It's okay if they have to stretch a little to learn how to use something, but it's not okay if they'll never be able to use it. The needs of your church, what you're trying to do. You know, if you're doing an international television ministry with a camcorder, you have a problem. That's not the appropriate piece of equipment. If, on the other hand, you're doing a live stream to 5 or 6 people, maybe a camcorder is the perfect camera for you, because you really don't have all that many people watching. So that's what I want you to consider, is how many features you actually need, how many features you can actually use, and what kind of camera fits the bill. It might be a little more expensive than you want it to be, or perhaps you can get away with a little less than you initially wanted. And in that way, you can get just the right camera for your live video production. Well, I hope that helped you, and I hope that you'll head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com and leave a comment under this video, or if you're listening to the audio podcast, just do that as well. Just find an appropriate blog post and leave your comment there as well. If you like this content, by the way, while you're there, search around, subscribe to the email newsletter. It's pretty easy to find. And also stop by my store, where I've created email church tech resources with you in mind to make your skills better and to make you more effective, or to make those of your team better and more effective. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.